In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Today I want you to repeat after me. My friend Anna is very sick, and we're going to proclaim healing. So repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, Anna, be healed now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross and resurrection, Anna, be healed now. I call those things to be that are not as if they are. In Jesus' name, Anna, be healed by the power of the cross and resurrection. Oh yes, oh yes. I pray right now that the Holy Spirit surround her whole body, that her whole body is surrounded by the gift of the Holy Spirit, delivering her from cancer in Jesus' name. When? Now, by the power of the blood. Amen. I'm again looking at the 12th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. About that time, King Herod laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. He had James, the brother of John, killed. Oh yes, James killed. Persecution was promised. And he had him killed with the sword. And he saw that it pleased the Jews. He proceeded to arrest Peter also, the head apostle. This was during the festival of unleavened bread. When he had seized Peter, he put him in prison and handed him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him. Oh, yes. They're afraid that he's going to escape. Four squads of soldiers to guard Peter, intending to bring him out to the people after the Passover. While Peter was kept in prison, the church prayed fervently to God for him. Oh yes, the church prayed fervently to God for Peter, that he would be released. That very night before Herod was going to bring him out, Peter, bound with two chains, was sleeping between two soldiers while guards in front of the door were keeping watch over the prison. Suddenly, I love the suddenlies of God, an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his wrists. The angel said to him, "Fasten your belt and put on your sandals." He did so. Then he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." Peter went out and followed him. He did not realize that what was happening with the angel's help was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. Oh yes, the angel came to Peter. How we need angels. These are God's creatures sent to serve us who are on the way to salvation. Oh God, give us listening angels today. Give me a listening heart today. Send the angels to be for us all that they should be. After they had passed the first and the second guard, they came before the iron gate leading into the city the iron gate opened for them of its own accord. This is God. This is God. We prayed for Anna. God can heal Anna. By his stripes she was healed. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And they went outside and walked a long lane when suddenly the angel left Peter. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hands of Herod and from all the Jewish people." Peter was rescued. Peter was rescued. We need to be rescued. We need to rescue the children that are being aborted. We need to rescue the women who have had abortions so that they would be healed. We need to rescue and follow what God says. This is the thing of an angel. As soon as he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose name was Mark. There were many gathered and were praying. What are they praying for? For the release of Peter. When he knocked at the outer gate, a maidservant named Rhoda came to answer. On recognizing Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed that instead of opening the gate, she ran in and announced that Peter was standing at the gate. They're not going to believe it. They said to her, "You are out of your mind." But she insisted that it was so. They said, "It is his angel." They were praying fervently for his release. And when it happens, they don't believe it. Sounds like the church to me. We pray fervently for things. And when it happens, we say, "It would have happened anyway." Rather than, "Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Christ. I adore you." Meanwhile, Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the gate, they saw him and were amazed. Their prayers were answered. Why should they be amazed? Their prayers were answered. Do you know that your prayers are before God right now? And they will be answered, or they have been answered in the name of Jesus? Do you know that? And you say, "Well, my kids are still on drugs." I break that bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the bondage of drug addiction in the name of Jesus the Lord. He motioned to them with his hand to be silent and described for them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he added, "Tell this to James and to the other believers." Then he left and went to another place. When morning came, there was no small commotion among the soldiers over what had become of Peter. When Herod had searched for him and could not find him, he examined the guards and ordered them to be put to death. Then Peter went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. Now Herod was angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon. So they came to him in a body, and after winning over Blastus, the king's chamberlain, they asked for a reconciliation because their country depended on the king's country for food. Sounds like Joseph, and that there was a famine. On an appointed day, Herod put on his royal robes, took his seat on the platform, and delivered a public address to them. Oh yes, he's all decked out. He thinks he's God. He's nobody. He's nobody. I tell you, when the Lord called me from my mother's womb, he called me to preach the word of God. You're a somebody today because you've given your life to Jesus. You're not like King Herod, a nobody all dressed up like a king, but he was no more a king than anybody else. The people kept shouting, "The voice of a god, Herod, the voice of a god, and not of a mortal." And immediately, because he had not given the glory to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. I tell you, I cannot heal the sick. It is Jesus who does it through the Holy Spirit. I cannot preach the gospel. It is the Holy Spirit preaching through me. But it's through me by the grace of God. I am no king. I am servant of the Lord, the King of glory. You are a servant of the Lord, the King of glory. Herod died and was eaten by worms. But the word of God continued to advance and gain adherence. Then, after completing their mission, Barnabas and Saul returned to Jerusalem and brought with them John, whose other name was Mark, John Mark. Chapter 13 of the Acts of the Apostles. Now, in the church of Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who also called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a member of the court of Herod, the ruler, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on Barnabas and Saul and set them off. How many people we have raised up and have gone, we've prayed over them before they left, that they would have a welcome where they were going, and that God would use them powerfully to bring healing to the sick. How many people have we done that to? I can't count them. I can't count them. There's so many, so many, so many. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. The gospel always goes to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. So they claimed and proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had John also to assist them. When they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they met a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man who summoned Barnabas and Saul and wanted to hear the word of God. Like, if someone says to you, "I want to hear the word of God," what are you going to tell them? What am I going to tell them? I'm going to tell you that Jesus Christ gave his life for you on the cross, that he was buried, and that he rose from the dead, and he wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Paschal Mystery. If someone asks you to preach to them, what are you going to preach? You're going to preach yourself? We have nothing to give God but ourselves, and God works through us by the grace of the living God, by the Holy Spirit. But the magician Elymas, for that is the translation of his name, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all that is righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making mocked the straight paths of the Lord?" Madame Fufu, why do you go see Madame Fufu? What should we say to Madame Fufu, who said, I'm going to tell you your future. You son or daughter of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? That's what you need to tell Madame Fufu and never go back again. Go to confession and tell them that you have worshipped Madame Fufu, believing that she had your future instead of God having your future. And now listen, the hand of the Lord is against you, and you will be blind for a while, unable to see the sun. Immediately, mist and darkness came over the magician, and he went about groping for someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was astonished at the teaching about the Lord. You see, Paul was going to preach the word of God to the people in the synagogues. The proconsul was astonished to hear the word of God. Then Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. John, however, left them and returned to Jerusalem. But they went on from Perga and came to Antioch in Pisidia. And on the Sabbath day, they went into the synagogue and sat down. Again, the gospel is to the Jew first, and then to the pagan, then to the Greek, then to the Gentile. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the officials of the synagogue sent them a message saying, Brothers, if you have any word or exhortation for the people, give it. So Paul stood up and with a gesture began to speak. You Israelites and others who fear God, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our ancestors and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with uplifted arm, he led them out of Egypt. For about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness after he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan. He gave them their land as an inheritance. This is real. This is real. This is real. The people in the desert were faithless. Even though they saw the faith of God through Moses, they're faithless. So many people in the church are faithless. Even though they come to church, they can't believe that God's going to do something through them. I know of a wonderful priest. He's afraid of the baptism of the Spirit. He's a wonderful priest. He speaks the word of God to his people. People have been converted, but he's afraid to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It would only enhance him. It will only enhance him. I tell you, I don't know where I'd be without that baptism of the Holy Spirit. I don't know where I'd be. For about 450 years, after that he gave them judges until the time of the prophet Samuel. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, who removed him. He made David their king. Hallelujah. David was the king. In his testimony about him, he said, I have found David, son of Jesse, to be a man after my heart, who will carry out all my wishes. Are you a man or a woman after the heart of Jesus? Am I a man after the heart of Jesus? Do I carry out his wishes and his plans? I tell you, I want to carry them out, no matter what happens. Of this man's posterity, David, God has brought to Israel the Messiah, Lord Jesus. Before the coming, John had already proclaimed a baptism of repentance for all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his work, he said, "What you suppose that I am not he. No, but the one who is coming after me, I am not worthy to untie the thong of the sandals of his feet. My brothers, you descendants of Abraham's family, and others," he's talking to the Jews now in the synagogue, "the message of this salvation has been sent. Because the residents of Jerusalem and their leaders did not recognize the Messiah or understand the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath, 'You shall be the lamb that was slain. You shall carry our wounds and bear our infirmities.'" They didn't believe it. They fulfilled those words by condemning him, the Messiah, Lord Jesus, even though they found no cause for a sentence to death. They asked Pilate to have him killed, and when they had carried out everything that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, and they are now his witnesses to the people. Are you a witness? Are you a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ? "Blessed are those who have not seen me, yet believe." Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you said to him, "I love you, Jesus," today? "I love you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus." And we bring you the good news that what God promised to our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising Jesus, as also it is written in the second Psalm, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As to his raising him from the dead, no more to return to corruption, he had spoken in this way. People say, "Well, you know what? If I saw who nobody's ever come back from the dead, they don't know about Jesus. I'd believe if someone came back from the dead. What about Jesus? What about Lazarus? What about the little girl that had died?" Oh, yes. Jesus has come back from the dead. He has been raised from the dead. He loves you, and he loves Anna. Pray with me again. "Anna, in the name of Jesus, by the power of his stripes, be healed now in Jesus' name, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Anna, be healed now in Jesus' name." The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Regina Caeli, Regina Caeli, Laetare, Laetare, Alleluia. Regina Caeli, Regina Caeli, Laetare, Laetare, Alleluia. Quia quem meruisti portare, Alleluia, Alleluia. Resurrexit, sit cum dixit, resurrexit, sit cum dixit, Alleluia, Alleluia. He has been raised from the dead, and all power has been given to him in heaven and on earth. Anna, be healed now in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the cross and the power of the resurrection. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.